Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday, the Buffalo Sabres honored Ryan Miller, brought his jersey up to the rafters. And really, you know, one of the things I could say about the Pegulas and just the Sabres in general is that they really do those ceremonies. They're classy events. Bring out all these old Sabres in their uniforms. If they were assistant captains or captains, they have all of that. These guys, you know, come back into Buffalo, into the arena. They all sit together wearing the white Sabres uniform. Ryan Miller comes out with his two kids and his wife. They have the ceremony. Ryan gives a few words, and the crowd goes nuts. And it was nice to see. The relationship with Ryan Miller and the fan base, Ryan Miller was a different type of hockey player. He had a different personality. He was very cerebral and wasn't a rah-rah type of guy. At the time, was the most elite goaltender in the NHL, Team USA, and he's filling the shoes of maybe one of the best, if not the greatest goaltender of all time in Dominic Hasek. And how do you fill the void of Dominic Hasek? And then the Sabres bring Hasek back to give a video to honor Ryan Miller. I mean, it was a really well done, classy. That is a great organization. That the ownership top down, they do a really amazing job. That's good to see. And I was thinking, like, if you were going to look at the modern day Ryan Millers, who are the guys on this team? Like, Jack Eichel was brought in, second pick overall, American kid. He not the totally different personality. I don't think we've seen a personality like Jack Eichel. You'd probably have to go to the NFL to find someone with that confidence and swagger, and he gets real fired up. He's an emotional guy. He's a fiery guy. He leaves Buffalo, comes back to Buffalo, says horrible things about Buffalo. I mean, it was really, would there ever be, I don't know if there's a reason, first of all, because I don't think what he did in Buffalo was all that significant statistically. But if he ends up somehow coming to Buffalo again, I don't see that ever being a reaction that Jack Eichel would receive. I don't think he would deserve it from his play. I don't think he deserves it for his personality. You know, you just look at the way the greats in our town, how we love these guys. Andrew Peters will never be looked at statistically as one of the great hockey players in the NHL. Andrew Peters is beloved by this fan base because what he did for the team doesn't show up on the stat box score, right? He was an enforcer. He was standing up for the guys that couldn't stand up for themselves, that blue collar mentality. He's got a radio show. I mean, the ovation for Andrew Peters was almost louder than it was for Ryan Miller, right? That's how the city embraces their Rob Ray is legendary, and no one will ever say his assists or his goals or his time on ice or his plus minus. It's what he represented. And the city fell in love with that. They fell in love with him, his personality. And he, those guys never forgot that Buffalo was the reason why they were in the NHL. And that fan base was wearing their jersey because of how they were inspired on every game. That's special. And those guys become iconic in your community. And when you think about the Sabres, you think about, you know, the Brad May years, the Andrew Peter years, and the Rob Ray years. Because of what they meant to the team, what they meant to the city. And Ryan Miller, who was not the guy, I mean, those, you talk to someone who covered the Sabres during Ryan Miller's tenure in Buffalo, the 12 years he played. And those interviews of Ryan Miller were strange. I mean, they were strange interviews. And he just is not, you know, he doesn't have that personality that just bounces out of the press box. But he's beloved. They love him. And you got Josh Allen. And the reason I think Josh Allen is so special, I mean, his talent, without question. But the demeanor and the personality of Josh Allen is perfect for that position. He's the right kind of humble. He's the right kind of emotional. And he's central casting of what you want in a young NFL quarterback. He really is just he's perfect to sell products. He's perfect to sell tickets. And he's perfect to put in a press conference. And there's a lot of bills. I think the NFL does a much better job of, and maybe it's because these young men are exposed to the media from college. Most of them get a lot of college, if not graduate through. It's not like the NBA. It's not like the NHL or baseball, where you get, you know, young kids, don't expose them to the big lights. And then they make it to the NHL, and they're like, I've never had 85 microphones in my face. I've never had millions of dollars in my bank account. I don't know what is going on here. You see that a lot in the NBA. You see that in the NHL and in Major League Baseball. There are cultural things going on in the NHL that don't exist in other sports. You have people from different parts of the world. You see that with baseball. And now you're seeing that more with the NBA. With the NFL, these are American kids that have all gone through colleges, and some are small, most are big colleges, and most are used to, they played in the big game. They've had cameras, they've had attention. They know exactly. And so you get a rookie, and that rookie is like, I can handle myself. I know how to do this. Right? It's a totally different professional than you see in other sports. But Buffalo embraces those types of personalities. It's not what you do on the ice. It's what you represent to the city during good years, bad years. Marty Baron is another one. I mean, that guy is just all personality. You could hear him talk for 12 hours a day. He's funny. He's got, you know, charisma. They're good people. You know, the guy that I didn't really know well as a Buffalo sports guy, and this season, because of what happened with DeMar Hamlin and other injuries, I've started to really kind of focus on Mitch Morse, the center of the Bills. That's a really intelligent, mature, professional football player. I'm really a big fan of Mitch Morse, just the way he conducts himself. When he speaks, he has something to say. He knows the right tone. He knows that's a leader in the locker room, and that's a really... another one, Jordan Poyer is excellent. Jordan Poyer is super, knows exactly what's happening. You know, you expect that from Von Miller. Von Miller's been elite for a very long time. And Jordan Poyer is just handles himself like a consummate pro every single time. And those are personalities that you get to respect and like, and you want to root for them, even if they're not in a Bills uniform. I guess that's what the key is. How many Bills athletes do you root for, even if they change their uniform? Ryan Miller was one of those guys I rooted for outside of a Buffalo Sabres uniform. I liked him, and I liked, even when he played for other teams, I liked him. Who could you say that about, that you actually rooted for when they weren't Buffalo Bills? Marshawn Lynch? Not a chance in hell. I didn't like Marshawn Lynch as a Bill, let alone when he left the Bills. Right? I look at some of these other guys like Isaiah Hodgins, who was on a practice squad. Now he's having a looks great for the Giants. Don't know where that was in Buffalo, but he's having success. You look at a guy like Zay Jones. Zay Jones, huge second-round pick. Doesn't work out in Buffalo. Having a great career now in Jacksonville. Didn't really have them enough to kind of get to know who they were, or what they weren't around long enough to kind of be a part of the culture. But you root for those guys because they used to be Bills. You want to see them do well because you feel a connection. Can you say that about your favorite Saber or Bill when they're not in a uniform? Are you like, I like that guy, right? Not what they do in the field, but just how they interview, how they talk. What do they feel about the community? Colette is in Kenmore. Colette, who are the people that that you're impressed by?
Hi, David. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So Eric Wood and Deion Dawkins have a really special place in our family's heart. My son had epilepsy when he was young, and we ended up being chosen by Eric Wood's foundation to go to Walmart, where he gave, I don't even remember, maybe $250 or $500 to a bunch of kids, and they went Christmas shopping. And they hooked you up with a Buffalo Bill. And they hooked us up with Deion Dawkins, and it was his first year here. And that kid, man, now, he is unbelievably personable. He is so kind. He looks a little, you know, he looks, you know, with the tattoos and the chains and all that stuff, but he is, like, I'm telling you, one of the best guys on that team. And Eric Wood and I, we still, like, text each other through Instagram. I've watched his kids grow up. He remembers my son. Those two guys are phenomenal. Humans.
That's really good to hear, because I like both of them, and it's great to know that they're actually quality people. I think there's something different about offensive linemen. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. they're the ultimate. They get no glory. They're just pushing and shoving and making right. holes for other people to score touchdowns. And when you do that from high school to college to the pros, you develop a humility and a sense of purpose. Like, you know who you are. You know your importance, yeah. and you don't need to tell the world how important you are. They need you. Like, they're buying yeah. you Christmas presents. You're not buying them anything.
They were, I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable what Eric's foundation did for the kids. I think he still does it a little bit. My son grew out of epilepsy, so we're not really as tied into it as much anymore, and he's older. But, you know, even like when Deion misses a tackle, I'm like, oh, my God, what are you doing? But, you know, like, he was on, one of his clips was on Fox News yesterday, and I screenshotted it and I sent it to him, you know, and, you know, it was neat to see him on there. Like, he's just a hometown guy. He lives here with his wife and his kids, and, you know, he's just, there just goes to, for us, we'll always have a special place in our heart. So
that's really cool to hear. That's awesome. That's what you want to hear. Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. awesome, Colette. Thank you for sharing that. Eric Wood, I think you wrote that book, and he was promoting that, and I got to get a little bit of a glimpse into who he was. You know, a guy I was really impressed with? So Eric Wood, obviously the center, he had that neck injury. And was, you know, really cut his career short. And he was an all-pro when that happened. Then you have, you know, these other guys that kind of come through. There was a 10-year period of time when the players, like a guy like Phil Hansen, on any other football team, Phil Hansen would be one of the greatest defensive linemen in their team history. And yet he's playing opposite of Bruce Smith, And so he's always like, well, and Phil Hansen. Well, Phil Hansen had a really good career and was a fan favorite, but he was playing next to the greatest defensive end to ever play the game. And that kind of takes away, you know, that takes away a little bit from your legacy when you're playing next to Bruce Smith. But when you look at like those linemen or those players that came through that era where the Bills weren't, you know, from Bledsoe to, you know, it was tough. There wasn't a whole lot to be excited about. There were very few people that you could look at and think, oh, I remember that guy. Oh, that guy was awesome. Aaron Schobel is another one that I look at and think, you know, Aaron Schobel at any other time was just absolutely dominant on a team that never went anywhere and nobody cared. But his statistics were great. You know, I mean, he was the guy that you always had to know where he was on the field. If you look at and again, they didn't necessarily have, you know, maybe they weren't. Kyle Williams arguably was elite. I mean, there's no doubt he was an All-Pro and he was elite and he, you know, the league respected him. But when Kyle Williams was playing for the Bills, there wasn't any, they weren't that good. They didn't have the showcase. He wasn't in the playoffs. His games weren't important. So that gets cheapened. And that's unfortunate, you know, because he was a stud and still is. But they're good people. Like, you meet Kyle Williams, you meet Eric Wood, and you talk to these guys. These are human beings that there's something going on. They're intelligent. They're family men. They're connected to the community. They're connected to the city. And that's always cool. And the Sabres are no different. I mean, there are Sabres that are just, you talk to these guys and you're like, wow, you're super humble, down to earth. You're not a prima donna. You know, Steve Tasker is one of those guys that just, you know, I mean, I would say he belongs in the Hall of Fame. A lot of people maybe are, as time goes on, forget the impact that Steve Tasker had on special teams. It really changed that position, that gunner, that there weren't, no one was talking about the special teams. All pro was the guy who ran back kicks. That's all you were. There was nothing about tackling on special teams. Special teams was the kicker. Special teams was the punter. And special teams was the person running the ball back. Steve Tasker opened us up to, wait a minute, there's another aspect of elite talent on special teams, and those are the guys running down the field, tackling people, blocking the kick, recovering the fumbles, forcing the fumbles. Like, he opened up a whole new statistic and a whole new way of looking at football, because it wasn't just about the guy running the ball back or kicking the football. It was, we got the guy tackling him, disrupting the kick, disrupting the play. I mean, he really fundamentally helped change that, the way special teams is looked at. And he's a wonderful personality and a really great guy. It's like a win-win across the board. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of the program. We're talking about your feelings on this Bills game coming up. A little nervous? How you feeling in your gut? Also talk about the passing of David Crosby. Also, the Buffalo sports people that you met, that if they were traded to another team, you'd be like, I still like them. Kyle Williams could be a New England Patriot, and I would still like Kyle Williams. I'd still root for him. Josh Allen could be an Atlanta Falcon, and I would like Josh Allen. Ryan Miller was an Anaheim Duck, and I liked Ryan Miller. I supported him. I rooted for him. That's the difference. Rob Ray was an Ottawa Senator beating up a Buffalo Sabre, and I kind of wanted Rob Ray to win the fight. Even in a different jersey, I wanted to see Rob Ray beat up one of our own just because I loved Rob Ray. I know that's not right, but that's how I felt. What do you think? 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Big game coming up. Bills, Bengals, how you feeling? You feeling a little nervous? Oh, that queasy feeling. You're a nervous Bills game watcher. How do you feel about this thing? Confident? Cautiously optimistic? I know a lot of people that talk to me about the game itself, watching the game, the experience. And, you know, Van Miller, Rick Jenneret and Van Miller are probably... I mean, I like Ted Darling, too, just because I grew up with him. Ed Kilgore, growing up, it was Ted Darling, Ed Kilgore on the Channel 2 broadcast, the Sabres games. Love those guys. I could hear their voice, and I instantly, like, it's like I remember that was, you know, I had to go to bed. But if I listened close enough, I could hear the game from the TV in the other room. And that I would go to sleep with that. And then the radio was right there. And I could hear Rick Jenneret on the radio. And a Bills game. So many of those Bills games were blacked out in the 80s because the Bills were horrific. And until Jim Kelly came to the franchise, Van Miller was the only play-by-play guy that was watching, that was covering a Bills game. And those eight games a season, the Bills were on the road. You'd turn Van Miller on for that, too. Now, maybe you have your own favorite play-by-play guy, but I have to tell you, one of the things that's changed is that play-by-play in sports is far better than it used to be. And maybe you have your own favorite. You like Al Michaels. You like Joe Buck. You're like a Mike Tirico when it comes to football. But you also have the worst. Remember that woman that did the Bills game, the Vlad Dukas? I liked her. I liked that fake sports voice. I thought she was fun. Everyone hated her. I thought she was great. Vlad Dukas! Do you remember that? It was ridiculous. We had a Bills offensive lineman named Vlad Dukas. And for some reason, she would throw... The way that name was said was ridiculous. We have it somewhere in our bank. But who are the best? Who's the worst? Who are the people play-by-play that you just can't stand? And do you still turn off the TV sound and turn the radio on? Do we have that in it should be in News Boss under sound, my sound. I got to find her name. It was we played it for a solid year on this program. It was the best. And it, you have it?
No, I'll let you know. I'm looking for it. I can't wait. I'm looking for it.
Vlad Dukas. Yeah, so I'm trying to think of the year. He's Haitian, and it would have been, that was during the Rex Ryan years, because he was an old Jet. And for a while, we got all the old Jets. So it was 17-18 season that he played for the Buffalo Bills. And I don't even know how his name, he must have recovered a fumble or did something spectacular. Because there's no way for a guard to have his name shouted out during a football game. But everyone thought that, like, that voice that she was doing was over the top. I kind of like over, what I don't like screaming. I don't like the screaming play-by-play with guys. But I really do enjoy, like, a passionate person doing play-by-play.
I have this one.
Vlad Dukas.
That's it. That's her.
That's her?
that's Dukas. Vlad Dukas. We played that nonstop for two solid years.
Vlad Dukas.
Yeah. So the woman, is it Gail Sirens?
No, that was the first one. No.
Yeah. That was
Vlad Dukas.
She got absolutely destroyed. Beth Mowins, that's who it is.
Someone wants it again.
Vlad Dukas. Yeah.
There it is. Yeah, it was Beth Mowins. That's Beth Mowins. And she did that Bills game. And everyone kind of went crazy, and they didn't like her voice. I loved it. I loved her, and I thought she was great. And I like, that's the type of, if you're going to do a fake, because it's all fake. No one talks like that. I'll tell you, the guy who drives me crazy, I don't want to hear him anymore, is Bob Costas, man. I mean, first of all, remember when Bob Costas did the Olympics and got like that weird pink eye? Do you remember that? He showed up. Was it in Russia? He did the Olympics and like one eye was like ridiculously swollen. He got like pink eye. Like, I don't want to know what you were doing last night to get pink eye. You know, like, that's ridiculous. Bob Costas shows up. He's had a ridiculous. He makes John Kerry look discerning with his plastic surgery choices. And he looks, his whole face is different, which is weird. And then Bob Costas, when he was doing the Yankees playoff games on, I want to say, Turner Broadcasting, or maybe it was Fox. But Bob Costas goes on far too long. I understand baseball play-by-play, you've got some time. But you got to be a little bit more truncated with your storytelling. Crazy story. In 1935, like, again, you're just, it's like I'm going on a first date with a really insecure person. That's what Bob Costas's play-by-play is. It's a first date or a job interview with a really insecure kid who's got to baffle you with facts and knowledge, and you're just asking, look, just tell me about your last job, dude. Well, it's funny because Eli Whitney, who invented the cotton gin, like, no, not asking about the cotton gin. I'm asking, tell me about Quiznos. What happened? What were you, three things you did that made Quiznos a better place to get a sub? It's just, he's obnoxious. Someone loves Vlad Dukas. They want more of it, Jimmy.
Vlad Dukas.
Okay, Jim Ross. Someone just threw Jim Ross of the WWE. I agree. I love Jim Ross. Let me tell you something. The wrestling guys are actually really good. Vince McMahon wasn't a bad play-by-play guy for the wrestling when it was the WWF. I kind of like that. Jim Ross has a way to amplify his voice without screaming. Oh, what's going on here? You know what I mean? That goes into the falsetto. Like, I love that. I hate the play-by-play guys who count the yards down. It's like you're watching the game. I'm not. Don't give me the 20, the 15, 10, 5. Like, just, he's running for a touchdown. There's no, I see the replay after you've given me the countdown from the 40-yard line to the goal line. And it turned out it was Usain Bolt running the 100 meters. Like, there was no one behind him. You could have told us at the 20 he was going to walk in, right? I can't stand that. And the other thing that I think is really good about a good play-by-play guy is when they allow the crowd to take over. And this is what killed us during COVID. We had that fake amplified crowd, the fake white noise of crowd. I didn't realize how important a crowd was to a live sporting event until COVID. Hearing a baseball, you know, intersect with a bat, that thwack, that knock, in an empty stadium is horrifying. It really is. Like, that gives me chills. It's like the apocalypse. Like, you need to have that sound dampened by people. And like a game winning hit no one cares about, it's not that nearly as exciting. Not a lot of people like Tony Romo. I don't know. I mean, there's some, the color commentators, some are great, some really aren't all that special. Paul McGuire was one of my favorite color guys. I loved Paul McGuire. And not just because he was a Buffalo Bill, but just the way he would, Pat Summerall looked like he was given Thorazine before every Cowboys come to the line. It's 4th and 2. There was a moment in the first Madden football where they had, the Madden football game on PlayStation, Xbox, it would, every generation in the early years, it went from like really horrible graphics to decent graphics. And then they had like a play-by-play guy, and they had Pat Summerall and John Madden. I think it was Madden 95, 96. And there was a moment where when they sacked the quarterback, Pat Summerall, they isolated him, and they just kept saying it over and over again, Jimmy. And I was a very, very immature teenager. And they would have, I would have Bruce Smith, and I would sack the quarterback, and Pat Summerall would say, "Huge sack." Every time you hit the quarterback, that's what he would say. I was like, "What? Huge sack." Always got a kick on it.
Iconic.
Vlad Dukas!
Why are you shouting a guard's name? Like, what did Vlad Dukas do that he needed to be? I mean, it's been a block, like a big run led by Vlad Dukas. I'd like to get to the actual play that Beth Mowins is screaming Vlad Dukas. Collinsworth, I can't stand. I'm all about if we could vote to. I don't believe that Chris Collinsworth is even watching. Here's the thing. I don't think Chris Collinsworth does any research. The statements he makes are ridiculous. They're ridiculous. I heard Skip Bayless the other day when John Brown caught that ball against the Patriots. Skip Bayless is on his program with Shannon Sharp. And he's like, "That John Brown, that's a good young kid. I'm telling you what, he keeps playing like that, that John Brown." What is he, a 9-year vet? John Brown's been, this is his second tour with the Bills. He wasn't even drafted by the Bills. He was drafted by the Cardinals. He's 33 years of age. And you're like, that young man's got a career in front of him. It's just like, you don't even know what you're talking about. Chris Collinsworth does it all the time. I was talking to the team before the game, and they were saying what they really want to do is they want to try to isolate the other line of scrimmage. They're trying to get into the trenches and push. And if they can get a push, they're going to score more points than the other team. And if you score more points, we all know that's the key to victory. Like, is this artificial intelligence? Do I have like a Google AI bot writing the play by the color commentator for Chris Collinsworth? He's not even. Who did you talk to? Give me a name. Do you remember that guy in college football that said there was a guy that did like, you know, college? There's so many colleges. There's so many broadcasts. And someone was doing a game and said that he had spoken to the coach before the game and it didn't happen. And then after the game, they're like, hey, you told this guy. And he's like, I never had lunch with him. It might have even been a pro game. But the whole thing was like, I never spoke to that guy. The guy had made, he was like George Santos of ESPN. He made up an entire story of like him. I had lunch with the coach and he told me, defensive coordinator sometimes is a little too touchy-touchy and, you know, like throwing out dirt. And everyone's like, wait, what? And then he had to admit that he didn't even talk to anyone. And he spent the night in a Holiday Express. Like, none of the interviews he claimed to have had quotes from, he was actually a participant in. That's what Collinsworth is doing. I'm not a fan. And I don't think he likes Buffalo. I don't think he likes the Bills. He's anti-Buffalo. I feel that in my heart. I love Paul McGuire. He was a great color commentator. He was a great guy. But if Bob Costas proved to me, and he's a super smart guy, Syracuse grad, and he's a legend in sports, without a doubt. But Bob Costas cannot do play-by-play ever again for anything. He's a studio guy. And that should be on radio, because I don't want to see him. Yeah, Collinsworth said, someone said that Chris Collinsworth should be a judge on American Idol. That's a really good point. He's just going to like automatically throw out superlatives for no reason. Paul's in Snyder. Paul, what do you think?
Hey, David.
How you doing? You got comments on what we've talked about so far? First, let's start with the Bills. What do you think about this weekend? You feeling good?
Yeah, I think that it's... you know, a game that I thought that this should have been replayed. But anyway, you know, but it is what it is now. And I'm not going to try to give a score. But like you were talking about earlier, if I could text Dr. Epstein, I might need to do that. So
I'll tell you what, if the game was a replay, if they had played that game, I would feel far more nervous about today than I do now. Because the thing that I think is, I don't think a lot of people give credit to, when you play divisional opponents two times a season and you meet them in the playoffs, I mean, they know you. They played you, this is the third time they've played you. We have not played Joe Burrow and we've not played the Bengals this season. And I think that's an advantage to us. I really do. I think that they don't know us, and hopefully we can adapt.
Now, that is an excellent from-the-field perspective. Appreciate that.
Yes, and now Chris Collinsworth would say, both teams are elite athletes, and we wish the for no injuries.
Hey,
give me a Vlad Dukas, Jimmy. I'm going to keep this thing on loop. Hey, Paul, tell me, you wanted to talk about David Crosby, too. What do you think about him?
Yeah, well, all right. I'm like 63, so I had a very, in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Now, so instead of going through all that, I was going to share some things with you how throughout my life. But I came up with the question while I was on hold, and I think maybe you could give a good perspective on this also. How do you think the protests against police mirror the protests of the Vietnam War veterans? Any thoughts on that?
How it would the, say it again, the Vietnamese, say it again, how would the perspective?
When the protests were going on about the Vietnam War, and now we have protests against the police. Do those two, you know what I mean? Do those two things interweave somehow?
Yeah. So here's first of all, I think that there's okay. So let me give you my radical 35,000 foot take. I believe that in a better time, in a perfect America, the Antifa Black Lives Matter protester would be the perfect individual we want in the United States military. I think there's something uniquely American about standing up for injustice, even if it's misguided. There's something brazen and valorous about standing up to police with tear gas and shot grenades and rubber bullets, saying, I disagree. I don't care who you are. This is right. You're wrong. I don't fear you. That's beautiful. The reason why there's romance in protest is because protesting is romantic. It's an amazing, you have stories, you have drama. You stood up to something overwhelming odds. That's why people tell war stories. It's why people get in a fight and they tell those stories at the bar. Women like to hear it. Men like to hear it. People like to hear stories of folks standing up to other people. The problem is that I don't think there's much that separates the heart of a veteran that goes to war and a protester who stands up to the police. The problem is the twisted ideology. If you can realize that the American nation is the reason why, the liberties and the documents are the reason why you have the ability to stand up to authority, then you would want to preserve that in uniform. You'd want to fight for that outside of your, you know, Caribou coffee. Outside of your job as a barista with your face tattoo, you would want to defend democracy and freedom for everyone. And that's the disconnect. That's the disconnect.
Yep. That is, you know, just thinking through over my entire life. And that is exactly that. Kid, thank you so much for saying all that.
Well, I appreciate it, Paul. God bless you. Go Bills. Thank you for your phone call. Yeah, no, that's how I see the world.
Vlad Dukas.
Let's do it together. Go ahead. One more time.
Vlad Dukas.
Vlad Dukas.
Vlad Dukas.
I love Beth Mowins. I want more Beth Mowins. Beth Mowins, Paul McGuire, who let's GoFundMe and send them across the NFL. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBN. Who are the play-by-play guys that you love and hate? Dr. Epstein just texted in that there are people that allow the game to play and don't have to talk over it. That is so important, especially when it's a historic moment. You know, it's a home run. Aaron Judge hits a 60-second. Michael Kay's over there. Sold. Rise.
Vlad Dukas.
Like, what do you do? Shut up. Let the crowd, the moment, take over. It's history. Why are you talking over history? Oh, because you need to talk over history. You want that historic moment to have your voice on it. So selfish. So narcissistic of you. We'll be back with your calls, 803-0930, right after this. You know, someone brought up, I want to get give credit where credit's due. I hate when people read from the text board. I can't give your name on the text board because I'd be giving your number out. But I do get emails and I appreciate them. Rich just sent me an email, and I cannot believe I forgot this, but I have to bring this up because Rich is 100% correct. Howard Cosell not only was brilliant at play-by-play, but Howard Cosell during a boxing match was something I don't think we'll ever see again. First of all, people don't like boxing. And now it's like Joe Rogan and mixed martial arts. But what Howard Cosell did in a boxing match, especially the ones on, you know, ABC, was that he was the color commentator and the play-by-play guy. He worked with color commentators, but he was the color and the play-by-play guy. That's why Howard Cosell is legendary. Someone brings up Harry Carey on the text board. The Cubs games, again, you know, by the time I got into Harry Carey, it was quite apparent that he was well intoxicated into the fifth inning, drinking Schlitz. He was trashed by the end. Not that the Cubs had anything to play for in the 80s, but they had Ryan Sandberg and Sutcliffe, they had the Hawk, Andre Dawson, Sean Dunstan, Mark Grace. They had some really good players. And they had a run in the mid-80s. But man, oh man, Harry Carey was just a mess. He was a mess. At the end of Harry Carey's career, it was Harry Carey to listen to. It was really crazy. But he was brilliant. The other one that we have not included was Marv Albert, and how he, you know, that yes that he would throw out there. Yes! It wasn't in basketball. Now, Marv Albert tried to do other sports, and it never transpired. The yes doesn't work for anything other than basketball. In hockey, Marv Albert would be like, shot on goal. Yes! Like, no, that's not. You can't do that in hockey. But in basketball, when you're scoring 160 points a game between two teams, you know, someone takes a shot from three, and then you hear the crowd, and he says, yes, that's awesome. For Knicks games, that was the best. It just didn't work in any other sport. The yes only translated. You can only scream that in a basketball game. The ones that are just the worst. Have you ever heard, Jim, if you can find this for me, there's a guy whose voice cracks in the middle of his voice cuts out in the middle of a football game.
Was that the ref has a voice crack?
No, it's the play-by-play guy. Oh. He's like, he's running back! And his voice goes, he's screaming, not classically trained. He's not screaming from his stomach. He's screaming from his throat. And he gets in his head voice. No, he's screaming and he loses his... He starts like... He sounds like a prepubescent boy. And it's wildly hysterical.
Was that Sean McDonough?
Yes, Sean McDonough.
This call from a Titans Chiefs game.
Titans Chiefs. That's what it
was. The ball has come out! Derek Johnson, the all-time leading tackler in the history of the Chiefs, with a touchdown for Kansas City. Marcus Peters ripped it away from Derek Henry. One of the great plays I have ever seen. Leading tackler in the history of the Chiefs, with a touchdown for Kansas City.
Does it sound like he's doing a Ricola commercial there? He's like a yodeler. Do you know audio of like a really professional yodeler? How they're like, that's what he's doing. He's doing that Kansas City. Get a hold of yourself. What do you do when that happens? I mean, you would think like if my voice broke in the middle of a broadcast, I'm going to not do that again. In other news... A warehouse fire, you know, like you go to a different sound. You don't do what he did. He just kept going with it. It was like Ricola. He was yodeling. That was nuts. Sean McDonough. He's actually really good, though. He does a good job. I like Mike Tirico. Yeah, Marv Albert had a biting incident. That was it. Yeah, sometimes people say silly things. They slip up. We all do it. But it's funny. The sports ones, because we expect perfection. We expect perfection from everything. Kurt Gowdy was brilliant. You know, Joe Buck, his dad, was really good too. The Buck family is super talented. What is that? Who is the guy that does the games? He's the hockey guy. They always had the NHL hockey game. I never understood why Rick Jenneret didn't get that attention on the national stage. I mean, he was incredible. He was amazing. I don't like John Sterling for the Yankees. I'm a big Yankees fan, but I don't like John Sterling. But then the more I hear Michael Kay, Michael Kay, if you're following what's going on in New York City talk radio, sports radio, he's lost his mind. Michael Kay's having a hard time. But when it comes to those two broadcasts, I think I'd rather hear, as much as I'm not into Sterling, I'd rather hear John Sterling and Michael Kay. I don't know if that does it. Jeremy in Lancaster talked about a bunch of things. Would you say that of the Bills, if they went to another team, the Bills you'd support, you're a big Fred Smirlis guy?
Yeah, they should bring him out of retirement in order to win this weekend's game.
I'll tell you what, man. When he went to the Packers or the Niners, when that Plan B free agency thing happened?
Yeah.
He went to another team, but I was still a Smirlis guy. He's awesome. And in fact, the Fred Smirlis mustache is almost a part of a Buffalo staple. Like, you see that?
Yes.
You see that? Every 35-year-old man living in Lancaster grows that mustache. It's like, you just look at him, you're like, you're from Buffalo. You got a mullet and a mustache. Like, Fred Smirlis was born to be a Buffalo Bill.
Yes. But what I would suggest in other news is to take that Vlad comment and then somehow mash it up with the guy from NBC News when he deepens his voice to say Vladimir Zelensky.
Yeah, do you remember that? Vladimir Zelensky. That was so unnecessary. He's like, and that's why the president of Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky. That's awesome. Well done, Jeremy. He's talking about the guy on CNN, Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper. Remember that when he was like Vladimir? It's not Vladimir. It's Vladimir. It's V-O-L-O. So you'd say Vladimir, right? So Vladimir Putin, but it's Vladimir Zelensky. But for some reason, when you say it, everyone becomes Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek, when he was alive on Jeopardy, would be like, this explorer in 1895 wrote a diary for his journey in Nicaragua. And you'd be like, what? Why did you just do it like that? Why are you... Military leader took over in a coup in the country of Chile. Like, stop it. What is this? Rosetta Stone? What are we doing here? Why are you talking like that? Jake Tapper said Vladimir, but he did the accent in a Russian-Ukrainian accent, and then he lowered his voice. He sounded like Brezhnev just for Vladimir. And it was a normal Jake Tapper voice. It was, hey, yeah, Ukraine at war with Russia and their president, Vladimir Zelensky. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Jerry Getzfeld, what do you think?
Hey, I'm with you on Sterling. Well, I can't listen to John Sterling. I have to stream the opposing team broadcast on radio and listen to them. He's got a cute name for every player when they hit it out of the park. Oh God!
And they're not cute, and they're not. And he's obviously old and aging and losing it. And he's just. And that woman that does his play-by-play, she's smarter than he is. Let her talk.
Yeah. Thankfully, he's not doing the out-of-town plays games right now. Let me just say, I love the Bisons broadcast, Duke and the other guy.
They're really good.
Yeah, I like O'Neill and Leiter, those if I were to watch, but I prefer radio. So, yeah, and they got the little, they got cute names. Even when the Bills talk about players, it's... Dorser, it's Bicky or something with an E.
right.
Yeah, like 10 Canadians years old or something.
Canadians do that. Nothing drives me crazier than God bless Canada, but the Canadian and the hockey phenomenon where everything is you put an S and a Y on it.
Yeah.
Like You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, we were like Alexander McGillney. What are you going to call? His name is Alexander McGillney. You want to call him Alex McGillney? You can't call him McGillsney. Like, what are you doing? Pat LaFontaine. There's no way in your Canadian brain that you could come up with a shortening of Pat LaFontaine, but you got to call him Patsy? Like, just shut up. Really? Oh, I can't stand that.
Give me a break.
That annoys the hell out of me. It's like Patsy would always say, yeah, I saw Patsy on the wing, and he was moving up to Andrechuxy. And, you know what I mean? Just like, so, shut up.
Hey, you know.
Oh, it's so annoying.
When they interview a player, what is it with everybody using the word obviously, every other word? You know, come on, man.
Right, obviously.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That
yeah.
Or they're saying, you know what I mean? You know, what's his name the other day with the Bills? It's like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? All right. You didn't go to school. You need a little remedial.
The Bills should hire the White House press secretary Jean Pierre there to do our press conference. She won't answer a damn question. Can you tell us about Josh Allen's elbow? I put out what I put out, and that's all I'm gonna.
We've stated that time.
We've covered that.
Oh, you did.
Circling back. No. But that's all she says. We've covered that. We've talked about that. That's. The president just walked out in the Rose Garden and vomited little green men, and they ran all over the White House. Would you like to comment on this? I haven't seen that. It's everywhere. The president vomited little green men. You didn't see that? No, I haven't seen it. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Three of the green men are in this press conference, ma'am. They're in this press, in this building. Do you want to comment? No comment. I have no comment.
I had a question.
She's horrible.
Intonation at the end of every sentence.
She is horrible. I'm telling you, she's so bad. I would want to hire her because if you were the guy who murdered his wife in Massachusetts and they found on your Google searches how to decompose a 125-pound body, like you're that guy, and the world is against you, everyone knows you did it. You hire her to be your spokesperson because they're not going to get anything out of her. She's so stupid. She has no idea what's going on. I love it. I'd hire her for any job she wanted. Jerry, you're brilliant. I love you. Thank you for your phone call. So ridiculous. Patsy. Oh, you Canadians and your hockey. Vlad Dukas. Hey, have you heard all the horrible takes on the, speaking of hockey, I didn't realize. Okay, look, I'm trying to think right now. Would hockey be the third biggest sport in America? I don't even think it is. Globally, soccer is not the biggest sport anymore. It's basketball, right? But in America, it's still football. Two is basketball, without a doubt. Baseball, you know, was number one at one point. Now I think it's three. Or is it four? Is hockey? I don't think hockey is above with ratings and revenue and everything else. I think baseball is still above hockey. But I cannot get over what the NHL and the people that cover the NHL are doing with this Florida, or I should say the Philadelphia Flyers defenseman who didn't want to wear the gay pride uniform and put the rainbow he didn't want to put the LGBTQ. I got to get a new battery on this keyboard. It's driving me nuts. He didn't want to do the LGBT rainbow colors for the warm up. And these sports people that are covering this story are just the most. These takes are horrible. I mean, the most absurd thing. EJ Raddick is the NHL senior network reporter. And the comments that he made, questioning this guy's name's Greg Wyshynski. And said, of course, Ivan Provovov, the guy who didn't want to wear the rainbow colors, is more than happy to play pregame dress up when it does align with his belief system. It's Military Appreciation Day, right? Pierre LeBrun, But this guy obviously does not respect everyone. If he did respect everyone, he would have taken part in warm-up and wore the Pride Night jersey. Don't hide behind religion. That's Pierre LeBrun, right? With an IQ below room temperature in Celsius, Pierre. Gord Miller. Gord. Anyone named Gord, if you're not a lead singer to the Tragically Hip, you're not allowed Gord. Gord, we have one Gord. He says the guy has the right to refuse to participate in Pride activities in Philadelphia. Oh, Gord Miller's got irony. And the Flyers should have responded by not allowing him to play in the game. Freedom of expression doesn't give you freedom from the consequences of your words or actions. These are TSN Canadian hockey journalists, allegedly, giving their opinions. He's a shameful human being whose homophobia is only going to get more shameful over the years. He should be kicked out of the league, says Rachel Malanta. Find $1 million, Steph Driver says. Mark Lazarus, the Flyers should have scratched him and cited their basic human decency. None of them can explain the two-line pass, by the way. Not a single one of them. It's ridiculous. I mean, America's running on Duncan. You guys are way too into Tim Hortons. I'm just saying. I don't know what the hell that is, but those are the worst takes I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything like it. The NHL has gone woke, and you're thinking, oh, we got a problem with the NBA. We got a problem with the NFL. You ain't seen nothing. You got Prime Minister Trudeau as your NHL commissioner. It's ridiculous. Just put the swastika on. Everyone's, oh, come on. Just do it. Just wear it. Throw a book in the fire. Everyone's doing it. How disrespectful. Don't you hide behind religion. Really? Really? Unbelievable. It's a Russian. So naturally, they said, you know what he should do? Who was the guy that said he should go to Ukraine and fight for his mother, Russia? That is an ESPN NHL hockey reporter that said that this guy should go to war and risk his life. He should die. He should die for making that statement against the LGBTQ plus ABCDEF alphabet soup diarrhea club. They should all do that. Unreal. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to have the car coach. It's Lauren Fakes. Lauren Fakes, all your car coach questions, 803-0930. Call in now, stay on hold, get to be the first one in to ask a question of Lauren Fakes, the car coach, right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.